What is it like to be black on Bay Street? This is a question that we have been looking at all week long. I was joined earlier this week by Hadia Rodriguez. She's a black lawyer, left private practice after feeling like she never quite fit in at her predominantly white firm, no matter what she did to try to fit in. This conversation has continued over the course of this week on Bay Street and beyond. And as debate swirls around these issues, the annual Sisters-in-Law Retreat is happening today. It's hosted by the Black Female Lawyers Network. And this event brings together women in the legal profession to share stories, advice, and knowledge. Two guests are here now to talk about the retreat and the network and why both are so vital, perhaps especially right now. Patience Amakodian is a partner at Castles Brock. Patience, good morning.
Good morning.
Also with us in studio is Njeri Damali Sojourner-Campbell, who is a third-year associate at Hicks Morley. Njeri, good morning to you.
Good morning.
This experience of Hadia has resonated with people in and out of the legal profession. It's a really interesting story. And as we were saying, it's a story about law. It's a story about Bay Street. It's a story about fitting in, diversity and inclusion. Was there any part of it, and I'll start with you, Njeri, that spoke to you when you looked at it and spoke about the challenges that black women might face on Bay Street?
So context is really important. I found out about the article while one of the partners at our firm was delivering a presentation on communicating across difference. That's how I found out about the article, sitting in front of all of the lawyers at my firm. So that was really great that she suggested that we all read it. And when I did, there were aspects of the article that resonated with my experience as far back as, you know, the early childhood stuff. And then in terms of law school, I did ask myself, how much Njeri can this law school handle? How much Njeri can I bring? And I also thought, I still ask myself that. And I wonder if I brought too much sometimes.
Never.
But I did think about that, you know, when I decided to go for articling interview, could I wear a suit that wasn't blue, gray, or black?
Gray is still controversial in many circles.
Apparently, charcoal only. But, you know, certainly as an associate, there were things that she talked about in the article that I nodded my head and I said, I hear you, girl. And other things that were different from my experience.
What about you, Patience? Yep.
The same. I was reading the article and hearing the voices of my parents, 95% never being enough. What happened to the other 5%? But then also going on to think about the experience of always being the other, always being maybe the only one or one of one or two or the first, and how great that can be, but also how exhausting that can also be and how isolating that can be. And that's why we love being part of the BFLN, being part of the Sisters-in-Law movement, just so that people can have a safe space where they can talk, they can share these experiences, where it doesn't have to get to the stage where you feel like you don't have a voice or there's no one else advocating for you.
She talked a lot about what happens when you try and get in the door. You're a partner.
I am.
The profession is still very white, but you're now established in that profession. Do you feel still pressure to fit in, or are you able to kind of change the culture from inside because of the position that you have now?
I think the ability to change a culture doesn't begin when you've, so to speak, made it. It's something that we can all do, whatever our age or stage, whatever our sphere of influence. It begins when you're an articling student. It begins with the jokes that you laugh at, the conversations you take part in, the things that you let slide because you don't want to rock the boat. That's as a student, as an associate, as a senior associate, as a partner, as a managing partner. And I think it sends such an important message when from the top down, so to speak, people are saying that this is an issue. We need to talk about it. We need to bring it to the light. And the same thing happened for me, actually, in my firm. It was, I think, the head of our professional development group who sent the article around to the firm and just said, this is what we should be reading. This is what everyone, especially those involved in student recruitment, should be aware of. And it started many conversations.
You were nodding. She was just talking everything that she said. You were kind of nodding.
Yeah. I mean... I think I was nodding when you were talking, Patience, about the jokes that we laugh at, because so much about what we deal with as lawyers is confidential. We can't really talk about our client work. We can't even say who our clients are. But there is that sort of culture that happens around the work that we do. And so the jokes that we laugh at and the ones that we don't, that sends a message. And I know you know, precedent is so important to lawyers. And when I don't laugh at a joke that others are just guffawing over, I'm setting a precedent. And even though we might not have the conversation, you know, there must be that, oh, and Jerry didn't laugh. I wonder if maybe I shouldn't say that or not.
And then having a conversation, people feeling like they can come to you and have a conversation, and we're always learning from each other.
When you get together for an event like this with women of color who are in the profession, who have those same experiences, mm-hmm. what happens? What's the value of that?
Laughter.
Yes.
Laughter.
Sometimes some tears.
Sometimes some tears, for sure. lots of hugging. I get kissed and hugged so much every year
at this retreat.
If you're a Brit,
it's a little uncomfortable.
But that's okay. We're working that in. We're working it in. But one of the things that I really enjoy about the Black Female Lawyers Network is that it feels very much like home in all the complicated ways that home can sometimes feel.
When you went to the first one, what was that like?
It was amazing. I hadn't even applied to law school yet. And a friend of mine who I had asked, you know, should I even go ahead and apply? She said, yes, but come to Sisters in Law first, because I want your baseline to be this. And I walked into the room and there were Black female lawyers, paralegals, partners, students. And I saw my aunties there. I saw my cousin. I saw people mm-hmm. who could be my mother. And it felt safe off the bat.
I want your baseline to be this.
Yeah.
In terms of this is your point of reference, not the place you're going. But where you are now.
Yeah, she wanted me, she said to me, you're going to see a lot of spaces in the legal profession. And when you go to your interviews, when you go to school, I want you to remember this space. And I want you to remember that there are a number of women like mm-hmm. you. You are not alone.
Continue.
No, but our experience, at least mine anyway, through school, that's high school, it's through university, through mm-hmm. law school, being in the workplace is always, as I said earlier, being the only one or being one of two, one of three, being the first. Mm-hmm. And to finally walk into a space where there are so many people that look like you, it's powerful. And if we can allow create opportunities for younger students to see themselves in us, see the complexity of themselves, the different hairstyles, the diversity, mm-hmm. the diversity of experience. I mean, for me, it was very powerful. As a Brit coming in, I didn't know anyone in Canada. And for the first time, walk into a room with so many strong Black women, Black legal professionals, it was like, I don't know.
Possibility,
cold drink of water on a hot day. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's how we should feel every day. Every day.
What a great conversation. This will be quite an event, given the context that in the articles that you were both presented with in your meetings later on today. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
It's a real pleasure to have you here.
It's our pleasure.
And Jerry Damali Sojourner Campbell is a third-year associate at Hicks Morley. Patience Amakodian is a partner at Castles Brock, both members of the Black Female Lawyers Network. Today, that network hosts its annual Sisters in Law Retreat. It happens at the Daniel Spectrum in Regent Park.